from the Sky News Centre at 7. A general election this spring has been all but ruled out by the Prime Minister as opposition parties accuse him of squatting in Downing Street. Rishi Sunak says he prefers a poll in the second half of the year. Labour leader Keir Starmer says people are crying out for change, though.
If he's not going to set a date, what's he hiding from the public? This has serious implications for the country because he's basically saying he's going to be squatting for months and months in Downing Street, dithering and delaying.
Thames Valley Police has referred itself to the watchdog after an 87-year-old driver was killed in Storm Henk when she hit a fallen tree, which had been reported 90 minutes earlier. Meanwhile, there's been widespread flooding in the Midlands, triggering a major incident in Nottinghamshire. The Islamic State group is claiming it was behind an attack in Iran involving two suicide bombers who murdered dozens of people. It happened at a commemoration for an Iranian general killed in a US drone strike in 2020. David Cameron's threatening international action unless attacks in Red Sea shipping lanes stop. In recent weeks, Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen have targeted commercial vessels. 4.8 million people tuned in to watch last night's final of the PDC Darts World Championship. Luke Humphreys beat 16-year-old Luke Littler, with both now included in the lineup for the lucrative Premier League darts tournament around Europe. Littler admits the last few weeks have been a whirlwind and he's thankful for his parents' support.
They've been with me since the very start. My dad taking me everywhere, driving me up and down the country. And then my mum, she's just there, cheers me up, so does my dad. Obviously my manager, he's always there for me, so it's just, I've got a good group of people around me.
And the king of rock and roll's making a comeback in the form of a hologram. An AI-generated projection of Elvis Presley will perform in London in November. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
All right, it's 2 minutes past seven. I hope you're safe, well, and most importantly, dry on this lovely, miserable Thursday evening. Thanks, as always, to Darren for the last hour and 98 Not Hour. For the next hour, I'm Jordan Chubb, and this is the Non-League Hour.
The hip hip hopper, you don't stop the rocker to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat, and me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang bang the boogie to the boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the bang bang boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the C-A-S-N, the O-V-A, and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1", and I'm tons of fun, and I guess to a T. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big cars, I definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental and a sunroof Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV, so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Hear me talk on my checkbook, credit cards, more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a punk from the rock, not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Cause I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go, hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. See, if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend. I'm Master G, I'm my man.
what you're gonna do.
Well, it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toes. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're singing. Then damn, they start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You're rocking to the rhythm, shaking dairy air. You're rocking to the beat without a care. Cruise to the show, I shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of rhyme eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter, the pop, the pop, the pop. Give it, give it, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, yo. I throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here. I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere. Cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggles in your behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, girls. I get it on the floor. I come alive, yo. Give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make. I said 1, 2, 3, 4. Tell me, wonder Mike, what are you waiting for?
To the hip hop, the hip to the hip, the hip hip hop, you don't stop rocking to the bang bang. The boogie say up, jump the boogie.
Back in 1979, that was a pretty revolutionary track, practically invented rap music. That was the Sugar Hill Gang and Rapper's Delight. Welcome into the Non-League Hour, my first show of 2024, so I'd like to wish you a Happy New Year. Hope you enjoyed your Christmas and New Year break. And this is a show where we look at the non-league football scene across Essex and East London and look at what's happened over the last week and look at the week ahead fixtures as well. We have the odd report, interviews on occasions and transfer news as well. So first off, I'm going to focus on the National League, where Southend United, they've had a few very good, or a couple of very good weeks off of the field with the club's long-awaited takeover imminent. And their transfer embargo has finally been lifted. They were able to bring in a new face for the first time in 15 months last Friday. James Morton, former Bristol City midfielder. He was released by the Ashton Gate Club at the end of last season, and so far this season he's been playing for Western Supermare in National League South, but he has now stepped up to Step One and made the move to Roots Hall. In addition, manager Kevin Bayer and his coaching staff, Mark Bentley and Darren Curry, have signed new contracts as well, which has given the club a further boost. But in recent weeks, it's not gone quite so well on the field. They lost 1-0 at Barnet on Saturday. Adibola Aluwo scoring for the home side 6 minutes from time. And they are currently in 17th place in the table. Dagenham and Redbridge didn't play on Saturday. They were in action on Monday, instead New Year's Day. They travelled to Hampshire to take on Eastleigh and turned out to be quite a game. It finished 4-4. Goals from Tom Eastman, a brace from Josh Rees, and one from Iniefiog gave the Daggers a point. Former Dagger Paul McCallum came back to his old club, though. He scored a hat-trick for the home side. So Daggers in 15th place after that result. And looking at the National League South, Aveley were in action against Dover Athletic on Saturday, a side who had beaten them just before Christmas, but they faced them at Parkside this time, and it was a 2-1 victory for the Millers. And there was a local derby on New Year's Day at Melbourne Park where Chelmsford City hosted Braintree Town. They went up to Cressing Road on Boxing Day and won 3-0, and the Clarets beat their local rivals by the same scoreline once again in front of 1,540 at Melbourne, and Chelmsford are up to sixth place in the table after that result. And Braintree, they have dropped to 12th. Avely, who had been on a very poor run of results, they were actually bottom of the form table. They dropped out of the playoff spot as a result, but they're back up to 8th place following that one. We're going to take a look at the ESPN Premier League after another musical break. This is the Rolling Stones and Mess It Up. I am John Sharma, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM. So on to the Isthmian Premier League, and Hornchurch, who the previous weekend had suffered their first league defeat of the season away to second-placed Chatham Town, faced Lewis at Bridge Avenue on Friday night. And on this occasion, they were held to a 1-1 draw. Liam Nash gave Urchins the lead on 68 minutes, but Lewis scored a last-minute equaliser in front of 769 at Hornchurch Stadium. And Saturday's fixtures included a trip to Brighton for Billericay Town, who were away to Whitehawk. And down there, watching that match for us for Phoenix Sport was Andy Gardner.
It's finished here at the enclosed stadium on Billericay's first ever appearance at this ground. Whitehawk nil, Billericay Town one, a hard fought but well-deserved win on the road to end 2023. It was never really in doubt. Billericay dominated from the off when Alfie Cerulli forced a great save from Mitch Walker after 3 minutes. Whitehawk had a brief little flurry after 17 with an offside goal and then a Kayani volley that was parried by Dan Wilkes. But Billericay went in front after 25 minutes through Frankie Merrifield. Had a really good game today, rounded the keeper and from a tight angle finished clinically for what turned out to be the only goal of the game. Bradley Stevenson had a free kick saved on the half hour. In the second half, Whitehawk had a few moments, no real pressure though. Frankie Merrifield had another good chance after 52, forcing a great save out of Walker. Then Whitehawk had a good chance, Ryan Worrell with a shot which was brilliantly tipped over Dan Wilkes. And from the resulting corner, Billericay broke away really quickly and should have put the game to bed, but Bradley Stevenson put his shot against the base of the post. Dan Wilkes made a fantastic save, probably Whitehawk's best moment after 70 minutes, with a brilliant save from Charlie Walker and then a scramble which Billericay dealt with. And then Bradley Stevenson, another chance on 90 minutes when he fired wide. So a good win as Billericay moved back into the playoff places here in Brighton. 1-0 win in front of a crowd of 533.
So a decent 3 points on the road for Billericay on Saturday to round off their 2023. Also on Saturday, hashtag United were away to struggling Folkestone Invicta and they came home with a 3-1 for having secured a 3-1 victory. Zakaria Hassan, Pedro Carvalho and Luke May Parrott were the goal scorers for the Tags. Canvey Island picked up a 1-1 draw away to Bognor Regis Town. Jamie Salmon gave the goals the lead on 57 minutes before the home side equalised 6 minutes from time. And Concord Rangers came agonisingly close to victory over a much-needed victory over Hastings United. Tommy Penfold of Hastings got an own goal on 28 minutes. They pulled it back to 1-1 a few minutes later. But a brace from Harrison Day, either side of half-time, puts Concord 3-1 ahead. That remained the case until 4 minutes from time, but two late goals made the final score Concord 3, Hastings 3. And on New Year's Day, another victory for Billericay Town. They were at home to Potter's Bar Town. Alfie Cerulli scored for Billericay on 58 minutes after Adams had given Potter's Bar the lead on 49. An own goal by Potter's Bar's Ricky Hales in the last minute gave Billericay all 3 points though. And I saw somebody dubbed the Jacques Cousteau derby took place at Park Lane on Monday. It was Canvey Island versus Concord Rangers, and Canvey secured local bragging rights over their rivals with a goal from Sam Higgins just before half time in front of 849 at the Movie Star Stadium. Meanwhile, Hornchurch got back to winning ways. They travelled to Len Salmon Stadium to take on Hashtag United, and Hornchurch won 3-0. Ryan Scott, Vebiaki Wande, and Nathan Bertram Cooper were the goal scorers for them. All of those came in the second half of that game. And also in action were... No, that's everybody, actually. So let's have a look at the league table. Hornchurch remain top on 52 points, 6 points clear of second place Chatham Sound. And Hornchurch have played two less than the Kent side. Billy Ricky back into the playoff spots, as Andy mentioned, after that win at Whitehawk. And their position was strengthened after that win over Potter's Bar on Monday. They're in fifth place. Enfield Town in third. And Wigan Finchley in fourth, at the other sides in the playoff spots. But Billericay, another thing they've got on their side is they've played less games than anybody else in the top five. Hashtag United are currently in 7th place. Canvey Island are in 12th. Concord still struggling at the bottom of the table. Just 3 wins from the 17 games they've played so far. But they are only 1 point behind Haringey Borough and Kingstonian, who are in 20th. Cheshire, the other side, currently in the bottom four. They dropped into the relegation zone after they lost on Monday. And Folkestone Invicta won a local derby at Margate by 2-0. So they are now out of the relegation spots.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
On to the Isthmian North, and Saturday's action saw a thumping win for Brentwood Town. They travelled up to Suffolk to take on the Ipswich Wanderers, and they beat the home side 6-1. The scorers were Andrew Freeman, who got a couple, Samuel Jeremiah, Matt Cripp, Shadon Gandu, and Daniel Ogunleye were also on the score sheet for the Blues. Elsewhere, Bowles and Pitsy remain in the playoff spots after an impressive 2-1 win over second placed Felixstowe and Walton United. Matt Price and Ben Williamson both scored in the second half to give Bowles victory at Len Salmon Stadium. And their local rivals, Basildon United, also enjoyed a 2-1 win at the expense of Brightling Sea region. Callum Fitzer gave the Bees a lead on 3 minutes. Bradley Warner added a second on 80. Brightling Sea's veteran striker, Derek Asamoah, scored in the last minute, but they couldn't add to that, and Basildon held on for all 3 points. Heybridge Swifts, meanwhile, currently also in the playoff spots, they had a goalless draw away to Goulston. Maldon Tiptree beat Walthamstow 4-0. 2 goals for Lewis Britton, and also 2 for Harry Phillips in that one for the Jammers. And Witham Town were at home to Wroxham and drew 2-2 with the Norfolk side. Jeffrey Coppola and Andrew Sessa scored either side of half-time for Witham. And Witham had another victory on New Year's Day, 3-1 at Brightling Sea region. Coppola scored again, Oliver Bell and Sessa in the last minute with the scores. Marlon Agyakwa equalised for Brightling Sea just before half-time, but Witham scored twice in the second half. Elsewhere, Maldon Tiptree won again, this time away to Grays Athletics. Cyril Egbury, the scorer for the Jammers, the only goal of the game coming after 8 minutes. As Grayley Road, it finished Heybridge Swifts 2, Ipswich Wanderers 0. Jack Adlington Pyle and Kieran Jones were the scorers for Swifts. And looking at the league table, Lowestoft Town remain at top, just 3 points clear now of Felixstowe and Walton United. Actually lost on Monday. Lowestoft beat at home by Goulston. It's perhaps surprisingly. Felix Starr second, 3 points behind them, but Blowestoff have played two more. Bowers and Pitsy in third place, Haybridge are fourth, Basildon United in fifth, Brentwood Town in sixth place, just 2 points away from the playoff spots. Now, Brightlingsea Reach in the seventh, Malden Tiptree eighth, Walthamstow 10th, Witham Town 11th, Redbridge, who didn't play, they are in 15th place. Grays Athletic remain place off of the bottom, but they're 9 points clear of the unfortunate Stowmarket Town, who are rock bottom, still without a win, and with only 2 points. In the Southern League Division 1 Central, Waltham Abbey were in action on Monday, but they lost 2-1 at Hertford Town. Sam Shaban equalised for Abbey 15 minutes from the end, but Hertford scored a winner 4 minutes from time and took all 3 points. But Waltham Abbey remain in the playoff spots in fifth place after that result. This is Duran Duran, Black Moonlight.
We are on procession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and beguiled.
Michelle Ward. A prawn cocktail.
I love a prawn cocktail.
I'm always rambling. What is the mayor's chain called?
Chain.
Chain. In fact, I never stopped talking. And I rubbed basically all of the skin off the inside of my thigh. You can answer my question of the day.
Michelle.
I think men go through the menopause from about the ages of 18 to 65. And after that, they die. Fantastic guests and super music. What am I lacking in the diet? Humour, really?
Yes.
Weekdays 10 till 1.
98. 98. FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
bits of transfer news from the ESPN Premier League. Ben Marlowe has signed for Canvey Island. He has joined the club on a dual registration for Tilbury, and he made his... He made his debut in their win over local rivals Concord Rangers on New Year's Day, and he's strengthened a somewhat depleted Canvey squad currently. He's previously played for East Thurrock United, had a spell with Chelmsford City as well, but is now at Canvey Island. Meanwhile, in ESPN North, Basildon United have a new right-back. Tyron Mbure-Nimo has signed for the club. He made his debut for them just after Christmas in a match over a win over New Salamis. Former Tottenham youth player, he moved on to Bristol Rovers and gained EFL experience while he was there. And also another piece of transfer news, if I can just find it. A new arrival at Walthamstow, goalkeeper Amarildo Secresi has returned to the club. He was a member of the Stowe side that were Essex Senior League champions the season before last. And he's started his career in Greece. He also played in under-19, under-21 football in Brussels for Anderlecht and had a spell playing in Albania as well before coming to the UK. He's been with Witham Town this season, but has now returned to playing goal for Walthamstow. And Brightling Sea Regents had a debutant in their side over New Year. They have signed Tyrone Baker from Potters Bar Town. He started against Basildon United and came on as a sub in a match against Witham Town. He's a former Bowers and Pitsy and Heybridge Swifts player as well. Moving on to the Essex Senior League, where it was a rather depleted programme over Christmas and New Year. Last Friday, Great Wakering Rovers went off on a goal fest, but they travelled to Ilford and Wakering scored 8 goals without reply. There was only one fixture on Saturday, Stanway Rovers versus FC Clacton, and that resulted in a 3-0 win for Stanway Rovers. And Stanway were back in action last night as well. They travelled to Housted Town and scored another victory. They beat their host by 3-2. So looking at the table, Tilbury remain at top by 1 point over Sporting Bega United, but Tilbury have played 3 less than United. Romford are third, Woodford Town at fourth, and Great Wakery Rovers are now in fifth place. At the other end, Coggeshall Town remain 7 points adrift at the bottom of the table, with Ilford, another struggling side, just above them. News in of a managerial departure in the Essex Senior League. Late this afternoon, Athletic Newham announced on their social media that manager Christopher Davis has stepped down as the club's first team manager, and they say a new management team will be appointed soon.
I still dream of Yeah.
Kate Bush and Cloud Busting. You're listening to the Non-League Hour on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. The time is 21 minutes to 8. Just to remind you of what else is coming up on the station this evening. Gareth Williams is back in the house between 8 and 10 with Bumper to Bumper, a trawl for Indian alternative from the 1960s onwards. And if you fancy a bit of country music, be sure to join Madeline Christie between 10 p.m. and midnight for the night shift. I'm going to finish off our roundup of last week's results. Now, in the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, disappointment for Stansted. They were beaten by FC Romania by 4-1 last Saturday, and they're in 18th place after that result. Moving on to the Thurlow Division 1 South. Saturday's results were as follows. Basildon Town 0, Clapton 0, Dumbo Town 1, Werribee Rovers 2, Enfield 2, Clapton Community 2, Hoddesdon Town 1, St Mark Risbury 1, Hutton 1, Harlow Town 4, Newbury Forest 4, Burnham Ramblers 3, Southend Manor 0, Barkingside 1, and finally Tower Hamlets 3, North West London 1. So the table looks like this. Clapton Community remain top ahead of Hutton, 3 points ahead of Hutton, but Hutton have 3 games in hand on the leaders. Benfleet are in third place, Harlow Town fourth, and Wormley Rovers are fifth. In the Thurlow Nunn Division 1 North, meanwhile, looking at the Essex sides who played last Saturday, defeat for Holland, who lost 3-1 away to AFC Sudbury Reserves. Defeat 2 for Harwich and Parkstone, who lost 4-1 at Cornard United. Wivernowtown also lost. They were beaten 3-1 at Haverhill Rovers. Featured over Stanway Pegasus, who were away to Witton United, and Pegasus picked up a 3-0 victory, which keeps them in second place behind the leaders Framlingham Town, Great Yarmouth Town, Holland, and Hull Beach are the other sides in the top five. Harwich and Parkstone are seventh, and Wivernhoe Town currently in 14th place.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello. Hello.
Buzzing. Thank you.
Hiya. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
So, looking at the fixtures for the week ahead now, and in the National League on Saturday, Southend United are in action at Roots Hall. They're at home to 7th placed FC Halifax Town. Dagenham and Redbridge don't have a game on Saturday, but they're back in action in midweek. Tough trip across to North London for them as they take on 3rd placed Barnet at the Hive. Moving on to the National League South, and Saturday's action sees Chelmsford City travel to Worthing, 3 places above them in 3rd place. Averley have a trip to Welling United, and Braintree Town are at home to 2nd placed Hampton and Richmond Borough. In the Isthmian Premier League, meanwhile, on Saturday, Hornchurch, the leaders, have a home fixture against Horsham, who are currently 10th. Billericay Town will be looking to strengthen their place in the playoff spots as they're away to struggling at Kingstonian. Meanwhile, Canvey Island away to another struggling side, Haringey Borough. Hashtag United travel to Dulwich Hamlet, and bottom side Concord Rangers have a tough task. They are at home to 3rd placed Enfield Town. Some midweek games as well. These take place on Tuesday night. Canvey Island are at home to Lewis. Meanwhile, across the island, Concord Rangers face Cheshunt, and Hashtag United are away to Potters Bar Town. On to the Isthmian North, and Saturday sees Brentwood Town hoping to move back into the playoff spots. Rather, they are home to 2nd placed Felixstowe and Morton United. By the way, we keep our fingers crossed that after tonight's rain, none of these fixtures fall foul of the weather. Bowers and Pitsey are at home to Witham Town. Haybridge Swifts face Enfield. Maldon and Tiptree are away to Ipswich Wanderers. Brightling Sea Region are away to the league leaders Lowestoft Town. Redbridge host Grays Athletic, and Walthamstow have a home fixture against Wroxham. Some midweek games as well, all of these 7:45 kickoffs. Basildon United are at home to the bottom club, Stowe Market Town. Haybridge Swifts travel to Wroxham, both of those on Tuesday. Meanwhile, on Wednesday night, Redbridge are away to Goulston, and Grays Athletic host Witham Town. Meanwhile, in the Southern League Division 1 Central, Waltham Abbey have a home match. They face Leighton Town at Capuchots on Saturday, and that one kicks off at 3 p.m. There's a couple of fixtures in the fourth round of the Essex Senior Cup this coming Tuesday night. Brentwood Town travel to Essex Senior League side Little Oakley. And the other one is Walthamstow versus Colchester United. Both of those are 7:45 kickoffs. And look at the Essex Senior League fixtures this week. There's one on Friday night with Ilford hosting Harbridge Sports. Saturday sees Great Wakenham Rovers face West Essex, and Takeley are at home to Romford. Both of those are 2 o'clock kickoffs. So the rest of these kick off at 3 p.m. Athletic Newham may have appointed a new manager by then, but they host FC Clacton. Barking are at home to Woodford Town. Brentford face Buckhurst Hill. Housedy Town are at home to White Ensign. Little Oakley play Tilbury. Sporting Bangor United face Coggeshall Town. And Stanbury Rovers are at home to Saffron Alden Town. There's an afternoon kickoff on Tuesday. The kickoff time is down to 3 p.m. for this one for some reason. Housedy Town at home to Leaders Tilbury. Some other games on Tuesday night, all of these at 7:45. Buckhurst Hill versus Romford, Coggeshall Town versus Saffron Alden Town, and FC Clacton versus Takeley. And on Wednesday night, also at 7:45, Athletic Newham are at home to West Essex. Looking at the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South now. Saturday sees Benfleet at home to Clacton. Newbury Forest travel to Brimsdown. Burnham Ramblers at home to Harlow Town. Cannonswood face Wormley Rovers. Clapton Community Leaders are at home to Barkingside. Southend Manor travel to Enfield Borough. Hackney Wick face Basildon Town. Hutton, currently second, face Dunmo Town, another high-flying side. Parkview are at home to Main Baker. And the other game is St Margaret's Free against North West London. A few big week games as well. Newbury Forest at Enfield Borough on Tuesday night. Wormley Rovers at home to Brimsdown. And Wednesday night sees Hutton host Cannonswood at New Lodge. The Saturday games are all at 3. The midweek ones all kick off at 7:45. And just taking a look, finally, at the Thurlow Nun First Division North. Saturday sees Stanway Pegasus away to FC Parson Drove. Harwich and Parkston host Hull Beach United at the Royal Oak. Wivenhoe Town have a home fixture against Coulard United. All of those kick off at 3 p.m. Now, after a brief midwinter break, women's football returns this weekend. So I'm going to have a little preview of the women's local non-league fixtures after we've heard from Lenny Kravitz. This is his current song, TK421.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Just one men's fixture I forgot to mention. Stansted in the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division. They are away to Tring Athletic on Saturday. So moving on to the women's game, which returns this Sunday after a short midwinter break. And hashtag United, who currently top the FA Women's National League Southern Premier Division, travel to MK Dons Women, who are currently in fifth place on Sunday. And Billericay Town Women have a home match against Portsmouth Women, who are second, 3 points behind hashtag. Both of those are 2 p.m. kickoffs. Meanwhile, in the Eastern Region Women's Football League Premier Division, fixtures this Sunday include Barking away to Kingsland Town Ladies. And also in the First Division 1 South of the Eastern Region Women's League, Grays Athletic have a League Cup tie on Sunday as a way to Luton Town Ladies, who play in the Premier Division. Hutton Women have a home game against Hartford Town Women. Billericay Town Women Development side are away to Lawford Ladies. Southend United Community Sports Club at home to Wadson Park Ladies. And finally, Stanway Pegasus have a home match against Watford Ladies. And finally, in the London and South East Regional Women's League Division 1 North, somebody is in action on Sunday. I've completely lost the fixtures. There they are, Hackney. Yes, they're away at Bognor Regis Town. So that's all the women's fixtures happening this week. And that's almost it for me. Thank you very much indeed for listening. I hope you managed to stay dry on this thoroughly miserable night. Gareth is waiting in the wings to present Bumper to Bumper, so I should be handing over to him very shortly. And in the meantime, let's hear from Nirvana. Thanks again for listening this evening. I shall be back next Thursday with another non-league hour. I'm also here Saturday afternoon, 3 until 6pm with Phoenix Sport. All the afternoon sports stories and some great music as well. Hope you can join me then. Bye-bye.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.